Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is wonderful to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival, and Ann is on the phone lines. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, I love when we talk because we think spring, we think summer, and we think a great upcoming season with Stratford Festival for sure.
We'll have to close our eyes and not see the snow today.
Well, at least we spring forward this weekend, so we're getting there. We're getting there. And rehearsals well underway at Stratford Festival.
Yes, we've got so many shows in rehearsal. It's really exciting. More people coming every single week, almost every day. We see new faces and our old familiar faces that we love so much. We've got Rent and Spamalot and King Lear and, oh, I'm going to forget some. But yesterday we had the first rehearsal for Richard II. Very exciting. Jillian Kiley's back to do that. It's so fun to be able to get a real season. It feels like, hopefully, fingers crossed, knocking on wood, that we'll have a proper season this year without a whole lot of COVID interruptions.
Oh, it sounds good.
And we also have tremendous things happening on the digital front.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. So we've talked about Richard II, which is a part of the upcoming Stratford Festival season. And in terms of rehearsals, I got to say, I love seeing the cast photos coming out on the Facebook page and Twitter. It's just wonderful to see those cast and crew photos.
I know. It's fantastic. Imagine how it feels to, you know, have been working from home for a couple of years and suddenly be back there with all of these actors coming in that you haven't seen in so long. It's such a wonderful feeling.
Oh, for sure. So we're talking Richard II, but we look back at Richard III.
Yes, very exciting news. We were able to film Richard III in the brand new Tom Paterson Theater and starring Colin Fior, and that's going to be on Cineplex screens in mid-April, April 16th and 17th. So that is very exciting. Then it's going to be on CBC, and then it's going to be on Stratfest at Home, which is, of course, that incredible subscription platform that we have for just $10 a month. And now we have content on there that it includes, of course, all of the films we've shot, and it an original new content that we're doing, and we're going to talk about some of that today, I know. But it also includes content from theaters across the country who, you know, don't have the resources to build a subscription site for the shows that they were trying to capture during the pandemic. So we also have that third-party content on there. So if you're interested in the arts in Canada, if you're bored with what you've been seeing on Netflix and all of those other streaming platforms and want to mix it up a bit, $10 a month gets you not only a subscription to all of our content, but a lot from across the country. And it also helps support the festival as we try to dig our way out of the pandemic closures.
And there's lots of content on there, too, with Stratfest at Home.
It's so impressive. It's so beautiful.
Well, let's talk about something very special. But before we do that, have a quick listen to this.
You're not a dream. You're not an angel. You're a man. I'm not a queen. I'm a woman, take my hand. We'll make a space in the lives that we plan.
That's Barbara Fulton, Until It's Time for You to Go, sounding fantastic as ever. And that's just a sample of what's happening with Northern Tracks, Anne.
Yes, this is a brand new, all original series that we are putting out starting this coming Sunday, and then an episode will be released on Stratfest at Home every Sunday after that. It's called Northern Tracks, and it features the whole slew of incredible Canadian singer-songwriters with their songs sung by members of our company. And of course, that one was Barbara Fulton, who we all know and love here in Stratford. It also features Tom Allison, Robert Ball, Kyle Blair, Bo Dixon, David Keeley, Shalina Kennedy, Jenny Lozon, Robert Marcus, so many people. Marcus Nance, Lucy Peacock. I'm trying to hit on the people there who are local to Stratford that people here will know. But there are other incredible performers as well. So this, I was able to watch an early edit of it a few days ago, and it absolutely blew me away. They have chosen spots around the new Tom Patterson Theater, so maybe up in the catwalks or in one of the lounges, or like it's just all around the theater, so you get to see spots that you maybe wouldn't have seen, and maybe you have already seen as well. And then these incredible voices singing this music that we as Canadians can just be, can relate to so well and also be so proud of.
It's such a great idea, and you can check it all out at Stratfest at Home. It's Northern Tracks, spotlighting great artists with the Stratford Festival and spotlighting great Canadian music. I think it's such a great idea. And I'm thinking, Anne, I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe after this is all done, a CD or a vinyl record of this would be great. I'm just throwing that out there.
You throw that out there, and I'll well, I guess I don't have to pass that along because everybody will have heard you.
I think that'd be great.
Subscribe, you just go to stratfordfestival.ca, and then you'll see Stratfest at Home on there, and you can pay your $10, and away you go.
Away you go, and away we go with the upcoming season with Stratford Festival. We got to remind folks, rehearsals are underway, but you can buy tickets right now.
You can, and you can also buy tickets for Richard III right now on the Cineplex website.
So lots of options. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website. Anne Swartfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much, Anne. So much going on.
So much going on. It really is just an amazing place to be right now as we get ready to welcome audiences in not very long, less than a month.
Yeah.
We have our first preview of Rent.
Anne Swartfeger. Thanks, Anne.